Good evening. This is Akashvani. The news read by Shobhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, youth exchange program cadets, tablets, artists and tribal guests of Republic Day celebrations 2025 in New Delhi today. A program has been organized at the Prime Minister's residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, where Mr. Modi will interact with the tableau artists who work behind the curtains, as well as the NCC cadets who will participate in the Republic Day parade this year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today flagged off Battlefield Surveillance System Sanjay in New Delhi. This surveillance system will enhance battlefield transparency and transform the future battlefield as it is equipped with state-of-the-art sensors and cutting-edge analytics. It will be inducted in the Indian Army in 3 phases starting from March this year. According to the Defence Ministry, it proves to be a force multiplier in intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance. This would enable commanders to operate in both conventional and sub-conventional operations in a network-centric environment. Its induction will be a big leap towards data and networks centricity in the Indian Army. Sanjay has been indigenously and jointly developed by the Indian Army and Bharat Electronics Limited at a cost of 2,402 crore rupees. Battlefield surveillance system Sanjay will be the key attraction during the upcoming Republic Day parade on Kartavya Path. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said Bharat Ratna Karpuri Thakur was a real statesman and a visionary politician who took various reformative steps which forayed Bihar into the realm of new social renaissance. Addressing the 101st birth anniversary ceremony of Karpuri Thakur at Karpuri Gram in Samastipur today, the Vice President said implementation of reservation for social justice education in mother tongue and promotion of inter-caste marriage was some of the prominent revolutionary steps he introduced in Bihar, which shows his great statesmanship. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also paid tribute to former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Thakur dedicated his entire life to social justice and made many efforts in this direction. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today highlighted that biometric authentication is a promising innovation that not only minimizes impersonation and multiple voting but also ensures that votes cast belong to the rightful owner. He made these remarks while addressing election management bodies on the second day of a 2-day conference organized by the Election Commission of India in New Delhi. He said that electronic voting mechanisms are instrumental in speeding voting process, reduce human errors and ensure quicker vote tallying process. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold the Halwa ceremony, the final stage of the Union budget preparation process, today in New Delhi. As per the convention, she will be joined by the Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, secretaries and senior officials during the ceremony. The Union budget 2025-26 will be presented in the Parliament on the 1st of next month. In Maharashtra, one person was killed and 7 others were injured in a blast at the ordnance factory at Bhandara this morning. As per the preliminary information, a total of 13 workers were working in the shift of ordnance factory as the roof collapsed following explosion. The injured have been shifted to hospital in Nagpur and Bhandara for the treatment. Indian Railways had made robust arrangements on the premises of all railway stations under Prayagraj Division to provide medical services to the devotees in case of health issues. Railways had not only rolled out extensive arrangements to cater to the heavy rush of devotees during the ongoing Mahakumbh, but it also fully geared up to deal with any medical emergency. National Girl Child Day is being celebrated across the nation today with a focus on raising awareness about the rights, education, health and safety of girls in the society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.